Hello and welcome to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and we're so glad that you're here. We use our mojo to really become greater leaders. Now, let's get started by listening to something good. Oh, I feel good. I knew that. Want to make 2017 your best year ever? Then let me be your teacher, your mentor. I've prepared special courses and webinars for you that will help you succeed and to give you access directly to me. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today. You have nothing to lose. Try me for 30 days, and if you aren't satisfied, I guarantee you a full refund, no questions asked. Don't go it alone. Let me be your guide at mojouniversity.com. Be successful today. Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Hello and welcome everyone to the Manager Mojo Show. Steve Caldwell here, and I'm thrilled to introduce our special guest today. Our special guest is Donna Evans. Now, Donna is the founder of Team Building for Success, which is a training and consulting company that helps clients create engaged employees and high-performing teams. Today, we're going to talk about Donna's new book. It's called The Successful Manager's Roadmap, 5 Steps to Building a High-Performing Team. Donna has an extensive background in human resources and helping people build management processes that work. She's really going to share a lot with us today. I know you're going to enjoy it. Donna, welcome to the Manager Mojo Show.
Great. Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your podcast.
Oh,
I'm looking forward to this.
It's our pleasure, and we are as well. And before we get off into a topic around your book, why don't you share with us what fun thing that you've been up to lately outside of work?
Well, so I've always been a pretty fit person. My husband and I, you know, we try to lead healthy lives, and I've just decided I'm going to give yoga a try. So I had tried it maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but I've started taking a class and I'm going to stick with it because I think there are a lot of benefits to doing that. So, and my husband is actually taking a class also, different class. So we're going to be able to compare notes and figure out how to do this.
I love it.
That's fun.
I love it. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, I've heard that a couple that yogas together goes to the chiropractor together at the same time. So awesome. Congratulations. And I know you'll enjoy it. It's great. Always great to do exercise like that. So thanks
that's
for
great.
Setting such a good example.
I'm going to have to remember your quote there. Thanks.
You're most welcome. Donna, I'm really excited today to talk about the Successful Manager's Roadmap. And it's quite interesting because to me, the book, even you put it on your own cover, you say a fictional story of one manager's journey to success. And I love the fact that you took a business topic and you've turned it into a fictional discussion. So why don't you start by just sharing what was your inspiration for doing this book and kind of what motivated you to do that?
Well, so the inspiration is that I wanted to give managers who are like trying to figure out how they can be successful a real roadmap on how steps they could take that would really increase their likelihood of success. And, you know, I offer programs in it, I wrote the book, to give that roadmap to managers, And I wrote it as a fictional story because, well, for a couple of reasons. We all know most business books, while they may have great content, they can be pretty boring, right? So I wanted to make it an interesting story. And we know that with stories, people hopefully kind of identify with the character, and also they'll remember kind of the key points from the book, because it's delivered in a story format. Our brains are wired to remember stories. So hopefully, with it being written this way, people will be able to remember some of the key points.
Well, I love the idea. Having written a couple of business books myself, I get it. I mean, I know that it can be very boring at times. So I think that's a great approach, and one that I hope that people really connect with for you. Now, when you talked about, or you decided to do the Roadmap to Success, let's start by just give us your opinion of really what is it about this becoming a manager and leading other people? Why do you really even need a roadmap, and what are some of the problems that we're facing as business leaders with our managers?
Well, so when you are promoted into a management role, you know, a lot of times, you know, you're selected to be a manager because you were really good at what you did before. Or you might have had the most experience in your group. So oftentimes that's how people move into the role. Mm-hmm. And they're put into this role, and they now have to lead a group to success. But in most cases, they don't have experience. They may not even have had a role model who did that very well. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about it, it's a really challenging role. I mean, I've talked to a lot of managers, and they feel like they're kind of caught between, their employees on one side and the business on the other. And, you know, now, because of their promotion, they're now kind of stuck in the middle. And so they don't oftentimes have any training in terms of, well, how do I get this group of employees to go after and achieve these goals? Mm-hmm. And so they oftentimes struggle with it because, like I say, it's a really challenging role. And you know, this roadmap hopefully would give them very tangible steps, things they could do tomorrow with their team that would increase the likelihood of success.
Based on your experience, Donna, what percentage of managers do you think actually are promoted and really get no training of any kind?
It's about 50% that really don't get any training. And, you know, these are based on different studies, mm-hmm. but about 50%, you know, don't get any training on, you know, how to be successful in their role. And oftentimes the training they do get is, you know, very tactical. Okay. This is my company. This is our company's, method or process to hire employees.
Right.
You know, these are the things that you need to be aware of from a legal standpoint in terms of your role.
Right.
It doesn't give them necessarily the tools to really, in effect, lead their team to success. So that ratio is pretty disturbing. The fact that most, you know, almost half don't get any training. And then on the other side, when you say, well, how many managers succeed? Well, the numbers there aren't very good either. It's estimated that 60% of managers either fail or they really underperform in their first 2 years on the job. And that's really costly for everybody, right? It's costly for the manager. They don't feel successful. The employees in their group don't feel successful. And the company, you know, if you think about, say, seven employees, total cost of $100,000 each, you know, look at the opportunity you've lost. And look at what you've spent, and you don't have effective managers. So it's, you know, the numbers out there are pretty scary.
It's pretty ridiculous if you get right down to it that, that we continue to do this. And, you know, the 50% that don't get trained, I actually think that it's far higher than that, only because most of the numbers and most of the studies are done from mid-size and larger companies. If you took it down to companies that have less than 40 employees, I would tell you the number is far higher than 50%. I would tell you that it's probably more like 90%. Based on having interviewed hundreds of experts on this show now, we're just not doing it in this country. And so what we're doing is we're putting good people, they were good performers, we stick them in a job, we say, hey, good luck, go to work and hope you can survive. And it's really, it's just unfair. And so I totally agree with you that this this is a huge problem. Not only for business, but for the employees themselves, because once they failed as a manager, many people never get that second chance, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. And, you know, and failure brings with it, you know, just the whole, and this is the part that really frustrates me, is there's the whole human element side of it. You know, it just positions them to not be able to progress very well in their career. And, you know, that carries over into their personal life. So it's a huge issue on all fronts.
I totally agree.
You know, yeah. So that's a great observation, on smaller companies that just doesn't happen. And the ratios are definitely going to be a lot higher.
And it's a sad thing, but I get it. People, they think they're too busy or they don't have the experience. I get all of those things. But the reality is it's something that's correctable. And your book is a great reminder that we need a process. We need a roadmap. Mm-hmm. We need a way that we can get better. So why don't you share with our listeners what are the five steps that you refer to that we need to master to build a high-performance team? Just as a brief general overview.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. So first and foremost, the manager, step one is the manager has to embrace their role. They have to make that transition from being the star performer to being the conductor of like the orchestra that delivers this great music. They don't play the music anymore. They're now the conductor. And so that's a huge shift in responsibility for many new managers. And as part of that, they need to understand kind of what they have power over, what they can control, and what they can influence, because those are really key points. And then secondly, you know, once they've figured out their role and they know what they need to do to harness their employees, they need to figure out and they need to engage their employees. They need to make sure their employees know what their responsibilities are, and they need to work with their employees to make sure that their employees are successful. You know, that's really their focus as a manager, make their employees successful. Third, they need to build commitment to the team and to the business. You can have individual employees who do their own jobs very well, but really where the power of a team is in kind of the collective synergy you get when employees are aligned and committed and accountable to the team and also to the business. And that's where you get that additive effect of, you know, great people building on each other's work. And then fourth, you have to be able to deliver business results, bottom line. You know, that's where the rubber hits the road. Mm-hmm. You have a team of employees because you're gonna deliver results. So you have to know what your key metrics are. You should involve your employees in reviewing those results and coming up with action plans to remedy if you're not hitting your numbers. And you as a manager, you have to give feedback so that you stay on track to deliver your results. And then the fifth one is, and I've seen this with team after team, every team changes, all the business conditions change, the competitors change, So the fifth step is you have to kind of go through a renewal process with the team. You have to step back, take a look, see what's working, what's not working, change things up, celebrate as a team, and kind of just rejuvenate yourself and the team so that you're ready for that next period. There has to be that break that you kind of take so that you can renew as a team and as individuals on the team. So those are the five steps in a nutshell.
Well, and those five steps really cover tons of other things as well, because there's lots of things we could discuss underneath each one. We won't have time, obviously, to do that. I want to encourage our listeners to get a copy of the book so that they can read it and begin to understand themselves. But one area I would like to dive into a little bit is this idea about engaging your people. We hear a lot of things today about engagement, and, you know, I don't think they're talking about giving a ring to put on somebody's finger and says, hey, I'm a good employee, or I love you so much, I want to marry you. They're not talking about that kind of engagement. So tell us right. From your perspective, what really is engagement? What is that really comprised of?
Engagement happens, and you've seen it. Everybody that's listening to this, they've seen it. Engagement happens when people are committed to the business and the business being successful, so that they give over and above what's needed to make sure that the business is successful. So that's when I think about engagement. That's what that looks like. Now, if you look at the other side and you say, well, you know, what does disengagement look like? You know, we've all seen that too. You know, that's where employees just do the minimum to get by. You know, when they talk about the company, they're not saying good things about the company. They're making disparaging remarks, or they're maybe even causing issues within teams and within organizations. And kind of those are the two sides. You know, with engaged employees, they're going to be saying good things about your company, you know, and they're going to be doing what it takes to make things work.
I think those are good definitions. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And like I say, everybody's seen both sides of that. And then you have people in the middle, people who they do what they need to, they're good employees, they do their jobs. But are they going to go over and above for the company? You know, maybe not.
Yeah, I would even characterize that myself as a form of disengagement, because they're just going through the motions until something better comes along.
Right.
My favorite example, I understand on disengagement with some of the really severe examples you gave, but I've got my favorite example of disengagement that was actually avoidance. Was back years ago, I worked in a company that this individual that worked on a team near mine, every time this guy saw his boss's boss coming into the area, this guy would all of a sudden have diarrhea. He would head to the bathroom and camp out in the bathroom until the coast was clear. He avoided interaction. That was his way of trying to stay under the radar. So he'd kind of play along with with his boss. He'd kind of play along and give him lip service and kind of do what I would call, just a half of a job. But then if anybody that could have seen exactly what he was doing, it was like he was the invisible employee to anybody above that level. And it was just ridiculous. But, I mean, that's what people do. They will avoid people that they think they're not going to engage with, or they know that they can't control themselves. I don't know. It was just hilarious to watch this happen. But I watched it.
That is amazing.
It's this kind of stuff goes on all the time. And managers today are faced with, I believe, an awful big job. They have a lot of pressures pulling at them today, don't they?
Yeah, they are. And that's, they do feel like they're caught in between because they've got to deliver these fantastic business results. And then they have this group of employees, and within that group of employees, there's this whole range of both capabilities and motivations. And somehow they, you know, ideally, they would be able to harness everybody, kind of get them all going in the same direction, and they deliver on the results that the company needs. But it is tough. And it's an interesting mix of things that you have to be able to do.
Well, let's talk about those for a minute, Donna. Based on your experience, what do you believe are the first one or two things that a manager's just absolutely got to get their arms wrapped around, and what do they have to get good at pretty fast?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is pretty quickly, they've got to figure themselves out and figure out, okay, how do I work and what do I do well? What don't I do well? And how do I interact well with other people? Because they've got this range of people that they're working with, and they need to figure out how they're going to adjust their style to work with, you know, this type of personality, you know, the driver personality, or this person who is very task and detail oriented. So they've got to be able to figure that out and adjust their style to be effective. And then they need to make that adjustment. And then they need to make sure they've got the right people on board. That is part of step two, you know, engage employees. You have to have the right people on board. So fairly quickly, the manager has to figure out, am I on the same page with my employees on what their responsibilities are? And can my employees deliver on their responsibilities? And if they, you know, with coaching and work, if they find they can't, then they need to move them out. And then they need to get good people. They need to be able to hire effectively. That's so much of the battle there, is getting the right people in place and then making sure those people are know their jobs and that they're set up for success. If you can do that, you have laid the foundation for a good team, I think.
No, I agree.
Start.
No, I think those are two very, very good points. And, you know, based on my observation, one of the things that new managers hate the most is trying to figure out how to manage somebody out of the job. In other words, how to fire them, how to get rid of them. It terrifies the new manager. Is that a fair statement?
It does. it does. I mean, just the whole topic of, you know, having to sit down and work with somebody and then having to face up to tell that employee, you know what, this is the job. We've talked about it. These are the responsibilities. And I'm not seeing you deliver. They just don't know how to do that. It is hard. Nobody likes to either deliver or get bad news. It's probably the most intimidating task that a manager has to do. In the long run, though, everybody's better off if they do it. The employee doesn't like feeling, you know, unsuccessful. The manager, you know, certainly doesn't, you know, they can't afford to have people who can't do their job. And then you have all the other employees, you know, who are watching, and they may be having to pick up work that employee is not doing. So you have to keep that in mind, and you have to be willing to address it. And do it productively, you know.
Right. Well, sure. I mean, you've got to do it the right way, and there's a way to, you have to learn the process to go through. But so many managers fail simply because they're unwilling to deal with those tough situations. And then they wonder why they can't hold their team accountable. You know, if you can't manage out somebody who's causing the whole team to go down, accountability is impossible. I mean, you have to be able to do that. What would be, we're kind of coming up to the end of our discussion here, but I want to give you an opportunity. I know people are going to want to learn more, and I want to encourage them again to pick up a copy of The Successful Manager's Roadmap, written by Donna Evans. Donna, what would be a way that people could connect with you? Because I know you do a lot of work in these areas. If they want to reach out to you, how would you like for them to connect with you?
Oh, they can connect with me a couple different ways. I'm on LinkedIn, so Donna Evans. I live in San Diego, and my company is, Team Building for Success. And you can also look that up as a website. And on my website, I, have a link to the book, and I have a link to the training programs that we have for managers. So people can check me out, several different ways.
All righty. And for those of you that happen to be exercising right now, we'll make sure that we put a link to Donna's website in this post to make it easy for you to go check out her work. So as we come to the end here, Donna, I would like, if you don't mind, would you give managers that are listening today, what would be your top two or three tips that you would like for them to consider doing to take action right away? What would you say they should begin looking at doing today to improve their management and leadership style?
There are several things that managers could do. One is, one of the most critical things you can do is have one-on-one meetings with each of your employees. And, one of the first areas you should focus on is make sure that you and your employees go through kind of what their responsibilities are and what results you expect them to deliver, and have that very concrete discussion. It's amazing to me how many managers don't do that. And then follow that with a conversation about, and have this very open conversation with them about, are they going to be successful? Do they feel like they have the competencies needed? Do they feel like they're motivated? Are their responsibilities motivating for them? And have that, face to face, in one-on-one discussion with how you can help them be successful in their role. They need to own their role, but you need to have that discussion with them about how you can help them be successful. If you can have that discussion with each of your employees, and then follow up on it, your chances of success with each of those employees goes way up. And it really sets you up then to have that larger discussion with the team, because you've defined roles and responsibilities, and you can make sure that everybody on the team shares their own, so that everybody knows who's doing what and what their results are expected to be. You're going to increase the level of commitment and accountability, because it's now accountability to the whole team, in addition to you, but it reinforces accountability to the team for your job.
I love
Does that
that.
make sense?
Absolutely, it does. I think those are great suggestions. Donna, I want to thank you for volunteering your expertise and wisdom today. I've enjoyed talking with you about your new book and your ideas.
No, this has been great, Steve. I've enjoyed our discussion too. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. Our guest today has been Donna Evans. Now, Donna is the founder of Team Building for Success. She's the author of The Successful Manager's Roadmap: 5 Steps to Building a High-Performing Team. I recommend highly that you check it out and put into practice right away things that you're going to learn. Donna, thank you again for being here today, and best wishes and continued success.
Great. Thank you, Steve.
Steve here, and one last reminder. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and want to encourage you, go over to mojouniversity.com before you forget it. Make sure you sign up. for our training site. And let me be your teacher this year. I promise you, you're going to be successful. You're going to love it. Go to mojouniversity.com and sign up today.